We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO, the first day of the voluntary off-season conditioning program for the veterans. And joining us in studio, one of the veterans, Jerry Hughes. I don't know whether to call you a linebacker or a defensive end. I had the same issue last year, though. You were kind of a hybrid last year, weren't you?
A little athlete, you know, kind of bounced around everywhere.
Yeah. Mario Williams introduces himself as a defensive specialist.
I like that.
Did that apply to you as well?
Defensive specialist, athlete, hybrid, however you want to put a little positive spin on it. I like that. Defensive specialist.
I was thinking about it. We were about a week away from the one-year anniversary of the trade that brought you here. It worked out very well for you, didn't it?
Yes, it did. You know, very fortunate. You know, that buddy and them came out and pretty much came and sought me out. I mean, very fortunate for me.
Did it take you by surprise a year ago when that trade? I think it was right after the draft, like the Monday after the draft.
Yeah, it kind of did, just for the simple fact that, you know, we had just finished up one of those off-season workouts, kind of like what we did today, and then to just kind of get pulled into the GM's office and just kind of get broken the news, really. So, I mean, it kind of threw me off, but it's the business.
Yeah. A trade has got to jar you a little bit. I would think that was the case for you last year. Even if you weren't quite happy with your role in Indianapolis, it still has got to be kind of a slap in the face to get traded like that.
No, I mean, you can kind of look at it like that. I look at it as somebody wanted me. Somebody was going out looking after me. So I kind of looked at it more as that than kind of like a slap in the face. I didn't want to make anything too personal with the Colts. You know, I was fortunate enough to get drafted in the first round with them. So I just said, okay, well, I guess my time was done there.
Yeah.
Come out here and, you know, we just get to work.
You know, we had a chance, I can't remember, it might have been at the Combine, to talk with Bill Polian, who's now with ESPN, drafted you first round for the Colts a couple of years ago. And he is adamant about what a good player you are and how you finally, last year, were in a system that fits your abilities. Do you feel the same way when you think about what went down here last year?
Absolutely. You know, I think for the most part what the Pet did was that he gave me an opportunity to get out on the field. I mean, he saw the hard work that I kind of put in on the practice field and everything like that, and then he actually kind of gave me that time to kind of go out there and do that, and I think that really paid off for me.
We're with Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive specialist, talking about last year a little bit. Did you exceed your expectations? 10 sacks? Did you think you had that in you going into last year?
By far, I don't think. I really don't go into a season trying to, you know, pinpoint a number or anything like that. I mean, it's just really just taking it one day at a time, one game at a time, you know, and just trying to just better myself for that. So, I mean, for me to get 10 sacks, I was huge fortune. I mean, our secondary, you know, we have some great guys back there with the defensive front seven that we have. I mean, it was all tremendous. I guess everything just really just worked out well.
I think back to the year you had and what Polian said to us a couple of months ago, and I think as fans and as media, we sometimes underestimate how important it is for a player to fit in a system. Do you believe that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. The way we kind of had our guys set up as far as, you know, just the player personnel, you know, things like that. I mean, it worked out for not only me, but, you know, for a couple other guys, too.
Jerry, you had 10 sacks, and I guess in a limited number of snaps, although you said to the media earlier today that you played more snaps last year than you had previously in your first 4 years.
Right? Absolutely. I mean, my first 2-3 years out with the Colts, you know, was kind of playing sparingly, you know, just kind of getting in and moving around. Last year was probably the most I ever played by far in the NFL season. I mean, it was fun. I had a great time. I mean, when you put all the hard work in the offseason, then getting to kind of go out there on Sundays and you just live a dream, you know, I was very fortunate and I was very happy for it.
Do you have a number in mind? I mean, what percentage of snaps do you think you played last year? I'm going to guess 50%, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, probably about 50, 40%.
Yeah. And that has to feel good to you. And to get that kind of production out of half the snaps defensively, it has to feel really good about what you put down on tape last year.
Yeah, it does. I mean, yeah, I try to go out there and just give it my all, you know, leave it all out there on the field. I mean, we're going out there chasing after that ball carrier. So it's just a matter of whoever has the ball, we're just trying to get it.
And when I look back at your production last year, it was steady. There was no, like, one game with 4 sacks. It was kind of steady from start to finish, all 16 games you played in.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. I mean, it just goes to, you know, the strength and conditioning effort that we have. You know, I mean, those guys being able to kind of just keep us all healthy, myself included, and just not allowing us to get tired throughout the season. You know, I think that really paid off a little bit down the road. You know, I was able to kind of just pick up more strength, pick up more speed, and just really what pretty much endure it and just get through those that final stretch.
We're talking with Jerry Hughes, Bills defender. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. Let's talk about what you've done since the season ended. It was December 29th, I guess, last game of the year. What was your offseason like since then?
Offseason, been down in Houston just relaxing, trying to just take it easy, you know, let my body heal up for the most part. Done some off-roading things like that. But other than that, just been really just relaxing.
What kind of conditioning work do you do, and when do you get that started?
Conditioning, I kind of keep that going all year round. I think if anything, I kind of would just take it easy in the weight room. But as far as conditioning, I keep that all year round because it's the toughest thing is to get back in shape. Yeah. I always say.
You must know, obviously you know your body better than anybody else. Is there a way you like to approach the start of a conditioning program like this? I mean, you're saying you take it easy with weights. You probably don't want to get all bulked up and add pounds or anything like that.
No. I mean, when I say take it easy with weight, take probably about 2 weeks off once December was over and then kind of get back into the groove of things. I think for us as athletes, I mean, we have to always keep our bodies highly active because if not, you know, it just becomes quite the struggle to kind of get back to where we want to be.
But for you and for the position you play, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like there'd be a fine line between maintaining your speed and your ability to fly around the field and also being strong enough to withstand the
fire. Right. And then that's why I spend, you know, 2 hours in the weight room, you know, to just make sure I'm hitting every muscle group possible. Because like you said, I'm going against guys who outweigh me by 100 pounds. Those guys might be 330, things like that. Yeah. So I have to make sure that I target every muscle group that I can, from my shoulders, you know, down to my quads and my ankles, you know, just things like that that people don't really think that you need. I mean, when you're battling people like that, you definitely need it.
Hey, Jerry, what's the benefit of these voluntary off-season programs? When you come back here this week, what do you look to accomplish over the next month and a half?
I mean, just to kind of get back into the groove of football, get back into, you know, going over the playbook, you know, reminding yourself. I mean, because we've taken off quite a few months away from just the actual game of football. Actually, you know, the
about 4 months, really,
terminology of things, you know, things like that. So it just helps us out to kind of just get our brain back to active. And then especially for us, you know, coming back to a new scheme, we really have to kind of get the ball rolling so that way we can all kind of work things out. So by the time we're actually on the field to come training camp, we're able to kind of just move as one cohesive unit.
Have they introduced any aspects of the new scheme to you guys yet?
I'm sure they will. It's just day one, so I'm pretty sure they didn't want to just throw the whole book at us and just overwhelm us. I mean, we have three phases that we're going to go through, so we have plenty of time. And then on top of that, we have training camp to kind of rehearse and go back over things. So I mean, we have plenty of time with the playbook, but I think for this, it's just huge for us to kind of get a fresher look, you know.
What do you know about Jim Schwartz, the new defensive coordinator?
I know he came from Detroit, and that's about it. I don't know too much from him, but from our meeting that we had this morning, I'm excited. Just the way he carries himself, just the whole demeanor on how he approaches defense and football. I mean, I'm excited.
I would think for a guy like you playing the position you do, sort of the hybrid position, you got to be curious about what your role might be and how much of a role he has for a guy like you. You're kind of a different type of player than a traditional, you know, down lineman or a traditional linebacker.
Yeah, I think he'll find a way and I'll find a way to adapt. I mean, for the most part, I've been adapting all my life. So, I mean, I don't think it'll be anything too difficult. I'll figure out what he wants me to do so that way I can go out there and just do it to the best of my ability.
It would stand to reason that the job will be rush the passer no matter how you're lined up, I would think, right?
Yeah.
And you got to be pretty comfortable about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty excited about that. So I know we'll get an opportunity to do that and everything like that. So that'll be fun.
And you mentioned to the media earlier today that you're working with Pepper Johnson, who's the defensive line coach. Yeah. Talk about him, what he might be able to bring to you, and what do you know about him coming over from the Patriots?
Once again, just know very little, but I mean, I'm excited. I mean, we had a meeting with them. We had a meeting with the D coordinator as well as Pepper. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of just get the ball rolling and just to see how things are going to unfold.
You were asked this question earlier today going into your fifth year in the league and a contract year. Do you give that much thought at this stage of the game?
No, not at all. I mean, I let that work itself out and I just go out there, get myself ready to just play football. I mean, whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to go out there and do it and just worry about all that stuff when it happens.
What about team goals for this defense? I mean, franchise record in sacks, a ton of interceptions last year. What can this defense do better next year?
Win. I think that's our main focal point. I mean, just being my first year up here and just being around the atmosphere, being around the fans, I think that's what we need to do. We need to go out there and win. I mean, the sacks were great. Being a top defense was a lot of fun and everything like that last year. But, I mean, when it's all said and done, I think it'd be a lot well and a lot better off if we were up there in the win column. So I think that's our main point, is to just find a way just to kind of get through a ball game and just find wins.
I think we're all looking for the same thing. Jerry, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Jerry Hughes, Bills defensive specialist, our guest. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.